This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Requires an investment is subject to all local, state, and federal laws.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. USA Radio, Newsmax TV starts in 1 hour. But right now we're together on USA Radio Network around the country, about 40 affiliates all over the USA. I am your warrior, relentless Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle class warrior, capitalist evangelist, American made, and proud of it. This show, and particularly this hour, is sponsored by Tangible Investments, the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Why Tangible Investments? Because you know storms coming. You need to protect your income, your assets, your family, your future. Tangible is your safe haven from the storm. Be among the first 100 callers, and Tangible will send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. We're the most caller-friendly show in America. Wainwright loves to take your calls. Meaning I love to take your calls, 833-WAR-TALK, because I'm Wayne Root. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Tom Fitton, I was mentioning as we went to break, of Judicial Watch, who handled my IRS case and did a fantastic job, and basically forced the IRS at gunpoint, after a year gun battle, forced the IRS at gunpoint to hand over my IRS files, where we found out I'd been targeted, persecuted, and intimidated, specifically because of my political beliefs. Tom McCabe has ignored our, says the FBI has ignored our requests for Andrew McCabe's emails because they know they will blow it wide open. The FBI has finally fired corrupt and biased investigator Peter Strzok, and Tom Fitton called Strzok's firing a body blow to the Mueller investigation. But Fitton also dropped another bomb on the deep state today, deep state FBI. Fitton told Fox News the FBI is stalling turning over text messages from Andrew McCabe because they contain as much damning information as the Strzok page text messages. Of course they do. Fitton says we're currently battling the FBI for the text messages of Andrew McCabe, number two at the FBI. He was corruptly fired. I think he meant correctly fired. And when you look back at the FBI and the Department of Justice during the Obama administration, you have Comey fired for misconduct, Andrew McCabe fired for misconduct, Strzok fired for misconduct, Lisa Page demoted, all who had a hand in this Russian investigation that Mr. Mueller is now running. Mr. Mueller needs to be questioned frankly, but how he used Mr. Strzok and why he was let go and why no one was told about it for months, the reason behind why he was being let go, mainly his anti-Trump bias, is uncovered by the text messages. We're asking for McCabe's text messages on behalf of retired FBI agent Jeffrey Dannon about the Clinton email investigation. We suspect he was texting Andrew McCabe, like Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, about the Clinton email investigation, and we suspect there's going to be some interesting material there. You can bet they are just like Strzok and Lisa Page text messages and will blow it all wide open. No surprise. Andrew McCabe's a bad guy. I want to find out the text between Andrew McCabe and his wife. His wife ran for political office and picked up that bribe slash what she calls political donation. Devin Nunes, who's the only guy I really trust in the whole, one of the few in the whole Congress, Devin Nunes says the dossier was created by Russian propaganda arm for Democrats to spy on Trump. What a surprise. Wayne Root called this a long time ago. You could argue I had no proof, but my guesses were right on the money. I've written so many columns for the Las Vegas Review-Journal and for conservative websites around the country, and they all said this was spying like Watergate, and they used the dossier prepared by the Russians as an excuse to spy on Trump. No surprise. It's just all so clear now what went on. Devin Nunes says here, the fact that the media is ignoring this is even more of a reason we're going to have some information, more information than usual declassified. We're going to have an unprecedented amount of information declassified because the media is just not covering this topic. I'll close with this. Don't forget that Bruce Orr's wife, Nellie Orr, who also has to be interviewed soon, she was also working with Fusion GPS, who was working for the Clinton campaign. So here you have information flowing from the Clinton campaign, from the Russians, likely, I believe, was handled directly from Russian propaganda arms to the Clinton campaign, sent to the top levels of the FBI and the Department of Justice to open up a counterintelligence investigation into the Trump campaign. All true, all makes sense, but I was on it way before any of these guys were. Back in the news, the NFL players, Palm Beach County Police Union, breaks ties with the Miami Dolphins and urges fans to boycott their games. The president of the Palm Beach County Police Union urged NFL fans to boycott the Miami Dolphins NFL game. This comes after several Miami Dolphins players took a knee during their preseason game to protest police brutality in black communities. John Katsangian told Brian Kilmeade, the Palm Beach Police Union is breaking ties with the Dolphins after continued anti-police protests. He also urged NFL fans to boycott Dolphin games. But there's something missing here. Okay? The police should go much further. Stop protecting and serving. If the black community doesn't want you, stop protecting them. Don't protect black players at the Miami Dolphins game. O'Neal, tell them sorry. No more bodyguards. Tell all the Democratic politicians who stand with Black Lives Matter, sorry, the police aren't going to protect you anymore. If you're so certain that police are terrible, and if you're so certain that the police are murdering black people, no problem. Police aren't going to protect you anymore. Why would you want a policeman around you? This is the joke. Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, Black Lives Matter, the head of the NAACP, they've all got police bodyguards guarding them. Here in Las Vegas, I remember when there was a death threat against Wayne Root, and the Henderson police could not have cared less. The Henderson police did nothing. They did not care. They did not want to handle it. It did not interest them. But I heard no more than a month later there was a death threat against the NAACP in Las Vegas. And my God, the police forces mobilized like nothing I've ever seen. And they caught the guy in like 48 hours. And you know how they caught him? My guess is they just looked up his phone number. That's all the Henderson police had to do when I had death threats. Multiple death threats. They didn't feel like doing it. They didn't want to do it. They didn't want to do their job. But when the NAACP gets threatened, oh my God, do the police jump through hoops? Because of course if you don't, it's racism. They'll scream. They'll go to the newspaper. There'll be headlines. I'm black. And they tried to kill me and the police did nothing because they're white. KKK. They wear hoods. But nobody cared when white Republican Wayne Root's life was threatened by someone who I assume, by the way, was black. Because he called me a white mother effer in the email while he was threatening my life and my family's life. And the Henderson police could not have cared less. That's a suburb of Las Vegas, Henderson, Nevada. Couldn't have cared less. NAACP leader gets threatened. The whole world comes out to fight for him. Oh, my God, we can't have NAACP leaders threatened. Oh, my God. But you could have Wayne Root threatened. So from now on, the police should just tell the black ball players of the Miami Dolphins, if you're going to kneel, we're not going to show up to protect you anymore. That seems kind of common sense to me. You're bad-mouthing the police, but you expect them to help you. Wayne Root says nothing but nice things about police, and when my life's threatened, they have no interest. Because I'm a white Republican. Nobody cares about me. No one gives a damn. Crazy world we live in. It really is insane. They jump through hoops. It's just like all the blacks who protest. You know why are the black players protesting? Because they think, in their mind, the police guns down black people who are unarmed. The most ludicrous thing I've ever heard in my entire life. When you consider the studies are out, conducted by liberals at, like, I think it was like Harvard University or MIT, some liberal institution, where they were absolutely positive they would prove that white policemen shoot at blacks all the time who are unarmed. And you know what they found? The exact opposite. Police are much more likely to kill an unarmed white person than a black one. I think four times more. Because they're so scared that if you kill a black person, oh my God, it'll become the headlines in the media and you're going to go to jail for the rest of your life. And you know what happens to cops in prison. So they're scared to shoot a black person. It's white people they like to kill. When the person's unarmed. That's what the study proved. And I shouldn't say the word like. I'm just kind of being facetious. No cop likes to kill anybody. No cop ever wants to. Wakes up in the morning and goes, let me shoot somebody. Ever. White, black, or otherwise. But they are much quicker to shoot a white person than a black person. The study proved. I remember the study was not only by liberals from an Ivy League egghead university. They were black liberals, if I remember correctly. They were dying to prove that blacks get shot much more frequently than whites. And instead, the exact opposite was proven by a mile. Well, it's the same thing when Wayne Root is threatened. Here I am pro-police. But the police are busy and they're overwhelmed. They got no time to worry about a threat. Threat might mean nothing. It's just a person making a phone call. So they don't take it seriously for the guy who's on their side. And then when the NAACP, who spends their time protesting policemen and saying they practice brutality against blacks, when that organization's head gets threatened, oh, my God, they jump to action. They jump to action for the people that don't like them because that's the one that would get them in the headlines. Get it? I'll bet none of them are jumping to action for this one. Here's an Antifa person. I would murder Trump. Do him like Gaddafi. Antifa activists on video threatened to kill President Trump at Unite the Right counter-protest. Antifa activists counter-protesting at Unite the Right rally across the White House on Sunday spoke on camera to Daily Caller reporter Betty Johnson, bluntly stating they want to murder President Trump. And Johnson posted the videos to Twitter. I'm surprised he hasn't been banned yet. I'm surprised. He said, if Donald Trump showed up here, what would you say or do? Over a half dozen progressives told me they would kill Trump. I asked them outside, what would they do if Trump showed up? I would murder him. We'd have to do him like Gaddafi. If I get a chance to F him up, I would. Beat his ass. These are the answers. This is the definition of violence on both sides, right? You know any conservatives that kill anybody? I don't. We all have houses, jobs, businesses, radio shows to protect. We don't kill anybody. Liberals got nothing. War now. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano DeGeneva specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
War now.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
All right, the sponsor of this segment of the show is Liberty HealthShare. You know I'm a member, I don't have to tell you that. So I'll be very quick. Liberty HealthShare is the best. I was paying $2,000 a month or so with Aetna and getting nothing for it. And I dropped them for Liberty HealthShare, and I've never looked back. Saved $18,000 the first year, $18,000 this year, $36,000 total. Could you use an extra $36,000? There were no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You could join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family's a member. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY. 855-58-LIBERTY. If you can use an extra $36,000, there's an opening. 855-58-LIBERTY or go online, libertyhealthshare.org. I'm going to grab a call in just a second. I want to mention a couple of jokes by my old buddy Cliff Lawrence. He is the best. He likes to send me his jokes. He sells them to all the late-night comedians. A movie based on former White House aide Omarosa is in the works. The role of Omarosa will be played by RuPaul. that's funny. In her new memoir, Omarosa defends her tenure as a White House aide. To find it at your local bookstore, go past the self-help section to the self-serving section. Omarosa says she left the White House with no regrets. She also left with no honor and no ethics. Her memoir is getting mixed reviews. Some say it stinks. Others say it sucks. the FBI has fired Agent Peter Strzok. It looks like his career is finished. How do I know? He's just been invited to compete on Dancing with the Stars. More than 100 American newspapers have agreed to publish anti-Trump editorials this Thursday. Can you believe that? There are still more than 100 newspapers. That's funny. That's the joke of the day. Oh, gosh. According to the National Enquirer, ISIS is plotting to kidnap Kim Kardashian. Let's hope they will reconsider and kidnap the whole Kardashian family. And finally, good news from Chicago. This past weekend, shootings were down 50% compared to the previous weekend. That's right. Only 33 people were shot. All right. Cliff Lawrence with his humor that he sells to the late-night comics. and he provides it to us for free because he's a big fan of the show. We really appreciate it. Let's grab JD in Las Vegas. JD has something to say. JD, my man, what's going on?
Well, you know, you're talking about these cops. It's ironic, isn't it, that when the Dallas Cowboys try to do something to memorialize the five Dallas cops that were shot by somebody from the Black Lives Matter, they were rebutted. When the New York City cops were shot sitting in their car, when the Louisiana cops, all the cop shootings in the last 2 years, the NFL won't do anything. But they want to take a knee and raise a fist. I saw today, you were talking about cops, two black Baltimore cops, and they had a 26-year-old kid who wouldn't give him his ID and mouthed it off and maybe spit at the cops. Do you want to see the brutal beating this black cop put on this black kid?
I watched it. I just watched it in the break. I just saw it.
Yeah, I was talking to Chris about it. And I think he either got fired already or he resigned, and his partner is suspended. So how are these people in these communities, Baltimore, of all places, expect to be serviced and protected by black cops when they are treat the cops, whether they're black or white, like lowlifes and have no respect for them? You know, if a cop comes up to me and says, sit down and shut up and give me your ID, he has a 45 on his hip. I say, yes, sir, and yes, sir. And if I have a problem with him, I'll see him in court. I'm not gonna run away from them and get shot.
Right, I agree with you. I've said this for years now. It's not like I defend cops 100% of the time. If a cop is bad to you, then you go home and you tell your parents, or you go home and you walk in the police station, you file a brutality complaint after the fact. But at the moment you're with a cop, the only answer is yes, sir, yes, ma'am, no, sir, no, ma'am. You know, depending if it's a male or female cop, it's yes, sir, and no, sir. That's it. And that's what I've taught my kids. But obviously, yeah, in a lot of these ghetto communities, nobody's ever taught their children to either A, respect, or B, at least fake respecting cops. Deal with the issue later if there's something they did wrong, but they've got a badge and a gun, and they could do kind of anything they want to you. You got to be a moron to spit in the cop's face or to fight a cop or to say F you to a cop, because he's going to beat the hell out of you. It's human. If someone spit in your face and screamed F you, you'd slam them in the face and knock their teeth out. It's only human.
And the oddity, Wayne, every time there's a killing, you see a black mother, never a black father, out there with a black lawyer talking about how they are going to go after the cops. And then they show the police chief and the mayor, and they're all black. Almost all the police chiefs are black in these cities, and all the mayors are black.
Yeah, I know. So where's the white brutality? Where's the white hatred? Where's the racism? It's not there. You know, and where's the racism in Chicago? It's black genocide, black on black. There is no white people killing blacks in Chicago. There's no white people killing blacks in America. That did happen. It was a long time ago in the South, after the Civil War, and during the Civil War, and before the Civil War. But it sure ain't happening today. So what's the deal with Black Lives Matter? You're protesting, you don't even know why. The NFL players, you don't even know why. Worn out. Wayne Allyn Root.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
War now.
USA Radio News.
Today on Twitter, President Trump slammed former White House aide Omarosa Manigault-Newman as vicious but not smart after she released newly recorded secret audio of a private conversation she had with the president. Congressman Peter King said all these attacks by Omarosa were news to him.
She was getting all the talking points out, and she was taking over meetings. Then I would see her at the White House. She'd be walking in the Oval Office and very friendly with everyone and totally dedicated to the president. I mean, she was consumed by her support for Donald Trump. So this is all really out of nowhere.
Today, the FBI fired Agent Peter Strzok, whose anti-Donald Trump text messages prompted sharp criticism of the FBI and led to congressional hearings. Prosecutors today rested their case against Paul Manafort, the former Trump campaign chairman accused of bank and tax fraud, in a case brought by special counsel Robert Mueller's team. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
This is
War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, the sponsor of this segment of the show is Cenogenics. I say they're anti-aging clinics all over the United States. They say they're not anti-aging, they defy aging. They like that word, defy aging. But they were founded 21 years ago. They're the clear leader, Cenogenics, in global age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging. It's a proven scientific approach to healthy aging, to defy aging, custom-tailored to each individual. Your Cenogenics-trained physician will develop your detailed plan for healthy aging that works just for you and your lifestyle. Only 1% of physicians that train to become Cenogenics doctors actually become Cenogenics doctors. 25% of their patient base is physicians and their families. Average patient's body fat index goes down 30% in the first year. But it's not a weight loss clinic. It's about achieving great health and looking and feeling the best of your life. And the byproduct happens to be weight loss. You then have unlimited consultations with your Cenogenics physician and full clinical team. And in my example, they found multiple health issues, nothing, you know, earth-shattering, but just in the nick of time. They changed my diet, my exercise, my vitamins. They added protein, massive protein. I have 150 grams of protein a day. They added hormone therapy, and the results, I've lost 6 pounds, I've gained muscle, I feel great, I look great, higher energy, best lab results in my life, reversed insulin resistance, reversed prediabetes, reversed high cholesterol, reversed low testosterone, reversed all of it, eat more, and I'm eating more, and I'm eating more times a day, and I love the food, and I'm losing weight. It's amazing. I was eating 2 or 3 times a day. Now I eat 6 times a day, and I'm eating more food than I've ever eaten. I'm losing weight. For your free, no-obligation consultation, call 888-YOUNGER. If you want to be younger, it's 888-YOUNGER. If you want to be fatter and older, don't call. 888-YOUNGER. Toll-free anywhere in the USA. YOUNGER, the way you expect younger to be spelled, the opposite of older. Register at Cenogenics.com, 888-YOUNGER or Cenogenics.com. All right, we've got our guest here on the War Hotline. It's Laura Loomer, investigative journalist. You can follow her at Twitter at Laura Loomer, at Laura Loomer at Twitter. And today was a very interesting and exciting day for Laura Loomer, eye-opening, because she went after this gal who's married to her brother, who is a Muslim elected politician, I believe state senator in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and married to her brother, has 2 kids, and you went to interview her, and you got banned from Facebook for daring to show the video. Laura Loomer, welcome to the show. Tell us what happened.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, so I'm in Minnesota, and I've been traveling the country investigating candidates who are tied to terrorist organizations, and Ilhan Omar is running to replace Keith Ellison's seat here in Minnesota, and when I showed up to her event, which she was having with Rashida Tlaib, who's a Palestinian woman who will most likely become the first Muslim congresswoman, I asked them whether or not they would recognize Hamas as a terrorist organization. I asked Ilhan why she married her brother. And I asked them why they're campaigning with Linda Sarsour, who's openly anti-Jewish and called for jihad against Trump, right? And when I asked Rashida the question, she put her hands on me, and she assaulted me, and she tried to steal my cell phone very violently from my hands and pushed me. And then Ilhan and Rashida just wouldn't answer my questions. When I asked Ilhan about why she married her brother and committed immigration fraud, she wouldn't answer my questions. And so, as a result, I posted the video on my Facebook, and within 8 hours, Facebook banned me for 30 days and said I violated their terms of service for hate speech.
So the person who assaulted you, have they been banned from Facebook? I'll bet not.
No.
I'm past the point of being able to explain the unfairness of how this is all being handled, but you know, it's liberals handling it. So they obviously are never going to ban liberals. They're only going to ban conservatives, same as the IRS. Only went after conservatives. And then they picked like one liberal group just to make sure it sounded like it was fair. Like, let's go after 2,000 conservatives and one liberal. Then we can point to the one liberal. So somewhere Facebook will ban one liberal just to say, see, we banned both sides. But it'll be 2,000 conservatives and one liberal, and that will be their token to prove they do it. But it's real bad. I mean, conservative websites can't survive anymore. And on Twitter, you can't make, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, conservatives used to make a lot of money, don't make money anymore. It's a very tough situation. They're very, very mean to us, and this is banning, this is censorship. Everything about it is wrong.
Yeah, no, and I've been banned from several platforms and censored as well. I mean, look, I was banned from Uber and Lyft for simply saying that I didn't want to get in an Uber with Muslim drivers because they were hiring ISIS terrorists over at Uber, right? The CEO is a Muslim, and they are hiring ISIS terrorists, right? An ISIS Uber driver killed 8 people in New York City on Halloween, and I get banned for speaking the truth. And I've been suspended on Twitter, I've been suspended on Facebook for speaking the truth, posting facts. So I think that Donald Trump really needs to take some action on this. Congress needs to take some action, and they really need to stand up for conservatives because it's communist level censorship here, and they're banning you everywhere. I mean, you cannot have a voice anymore as a conservative.
Well, here's the deal. Michigan was won by President Trump by the slimmest of margins, but he won it. And there is a Republican governor at the moment until, you know, the election comes in November. And so it's possible, you know, to be a Republican and do well in Michigan. But obviously the whole state is purple and slightly leans Republican, at least at this moment. But obviously there's areas of Michigan that have been completely taken over, and they're like Muslim hubs, right? I mean, where are all these Congress people and state senators with these Muslim names that get elected and reelected? Keith Ellison, and then this gal's going to his district, and this gal's married to her brother. What is the, are these like Somalis in Minneapolis? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, they're Somalis, and they're bringing their way of life, which embraces polygamy and Sharia law, to the United States, and that's what she's doing. I mean, this is a woman who is currently a representative in Minnesota. Wait, she voted to not make female genital mutilation a felony in the state of Minnesota. Just let that sink in. She voted to not make female genital mutilation, which is most practiced in her country of origin, Somalia, a felony in the United States. So why wouldn't you want to make female genital mutilation a criminal felony? Like, this lady is trying to bring Sharia law to Minnesota, all right? She voted against legislation in Minnesota that would have stopped insurance payments to family members of terrorists who kill people. Why would you...
Oh, you know what? I got something confused. I got to apologize. Laura, I got to apologize. I was talking about Michigan because I was thinking we were in Dearborn because I kept thinking Muslim politicians must be Dearborn. Well, and I was talking about Michigan. This is Minnesota.
One of them is from Michigan. Rashida is from Michigan, so you're not wrong.
Okay.
Rashida is from Michigan, and she came to this event to campaign with Elon. And Elon.
But the event was in Minneapolis, correct? The event itself.
Yes, it was in Minneapolis.
There we go. All right, so Minneapolis has problems with Muslim refugees, and obviously Michigan and the Dearborn area have problems with Muslim refugees, and they're both electing Muslims to office. And there's nothing wrong with that. Let me make a point. If you showed me a Muslim who was a Republican conservative and was believed in extreme vetting and wanted to keep bad people out of the country and believed in tax cuts and believed in building a wall, I'd vote for a Muslim who was that Republican. This is a liberal issue, not a Muslim, just a Muslim issue, but it's also, of course, Sharia law issue. It's stoning gays issue. It's murdering your wife if she looks at a man or shows an inch of her ankle issue. It's marrying your brother issue. There's a lot of problems that come with this ideology of Islam. It's not just about a nice religion. There are problems that are not compatible with America and Judeo-Christian values. Am I correct?
Correct. 100%. Sharia law is not compatible with the United States Constitution.
Well, marrying your brother is not compatible with the United States Constitution.
I know. Marrying your brother, supporting FGM. I mean, these people are disgusting. And
how do you get elected?
It's not even a partisan issue.
How can you be elected when you're married to your brother?
I don't know. I mean, this is what we're dealing with, Wayne. Serious derangement syndrome to the point where people are voting. They're voting for candidates who marry their brothers and advocate for chopping off the clitoris of young girls. I mean,
unbelievable.
Now people need to wake up.
Unbelievable. So what do you plan to do about two things? Number one, about the Facebook banning, or you could have a lawyer who goes after them. And number two, what are you doing about the Muslim candidate who pushed you, put her hands on you, tried to assault you, and rip your phone out of your hand? Are you going to be suing her for assault and pressing charges?
We'll see. I mean, I don't know. I'm still in the process of determining that, but we shall see what happens. And with regards to Facebook, I think it is time to get a lawyer and really start getting people together to file a class action lawsuit against Twitter and Facebook for censorship of conservatives. It's out of control. And they're literally trying to shut down and interfere with the U.S. elections in 2018 by silencing conservatives who are pro-Trump.
Yeah, well, let me know when you do that, because I'd like to join that lawsuit, because I am being shadow banned without any you know, without any shadow of doubt, I'm being shadow banned because I can't find, I'm on national radio, national TV, and nobody joins anymore. I had 40,000 Facebook and 110,000 Twitter, and now that I'm on national TV and radio, nobody joins, and everything that I write gets picked up by 12 people. I mean, are you telling me I'm not being shadow banned? It's very clear what's happening. Nobody can find me anymore. So, there's no question. I joined your class action suit.
Yeah, no, you should. I don't even see your tweets anymore.
Unbelievable. Well, Laura's still on Twitter, right? They haven't banned you on Twitter yet, only Facebook. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right, so our Twitter is at Laura Loomer, and the video's there for people to see at Laura Loomer?
Yes, it's at Laura Loomer, and it's also on my YouTube channel as well, so you can go to my YouTube and see it there. Great video.
So how does that work? You go to YouTube, and you just type in Laura Loomer, and boom, your channel pops up, correct?
Yeah, subscribe to my channel if you haven't already.
All right, very good. Laura Loomer, always battling on our behalf, always doing a great job, always kind of shocking and controversial when it shouldn't be, because all she's doing is exposing bad people. But to the liberal media, oh, my God, Laura's a hate speech monger. You must be on the Southern Poverty Law Center's hate list. You must be, right?
Not yet. Who knows? Maybe.
Maybe as of today. Maybe as of today. Southern Poverty Law Center. They're just wonderful. If you're a Christian and you believe in Christianity, they'll put you on the Southern Poverty hate list because you're a hater. It's crazy. The world's nuts. Laura Loomer, good to have you on. Again, we like to let people know what you're up to. Thank you, Laura. Good luck.
Thanks.
Don't let the candidates beat you up too badly. Laura Loomer. Wayne Allyn Root, worn out. USA Radio. We bring it to you as it happens. It happened today. We brought it to you within minutes. War now.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you could accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Suzanne Cantra, editor and founder of Techlicious, with all the must-know about this year's must-have school tools, and that is laptops. Where do we begin in keeping these kids safe as they wander around out there on the Internet?
Kids are going to high school or college or looking for a laptop that's going to give them always-on connectivity and great battery life. So the Lenovo Mix 630 is a thin and light fanless design powered by a Qualcomm Snapdragon 835 processor. What this means is that you are going to get that always-on connectivity. You were also mentioning safety. You know, one of the things that we talk about in terms of safety is making sure that our kids aren't exposed to content that's not appropriate for their age. There's a
yes.
product called Circle Home. You attach it to your router, and you can set content ratings for all the devices in your house. So if you have even, you know, a younger child, you can set it for that elementary school level.
Where can we go for more information?
You can go to techlicious.com.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-515-3062. That's 800-515-3062.
War now!
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Swiss Wave is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You all know me as a champion of small business. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps you want to be one for the first time, listen up. Here's your opportunity. Here's an exciting business looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. Don't laugh, man. There is big money in this one. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history. There's no needles, no medication, no surgery. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. You don't have to be a doctor. You just need to be a small business owner, an entrepreneur. It's an all-cash business. Hooray. No insurance. Hip, hip, hooray. And you can be up and running in 30 days. Holy crap. The income potential is enormous. You do need startup capital. You have to be serious. You'll have to invest a few dollars. Contact them today to find out if you qualify, to see if your area is available and if you qualify. And you don't have to. Say you live in Vegas. You don't have to get the Vegas area. Somebody lives in, I think, California, and they bought Philly. And they're up and running in Philly. I mean, you could be anywhere. If you're an entrepreneur, you could be anywhere. So call and see if you qualify. Call and see if the area is available. Call 800-235-1462. 800, toll-free, 235-1462. One more time, 800-235-1462. Or go to medicalpartnership.info. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. In England, they're regretting who they let in their country. I'm telling you. This is not, I sound like Trump. This isn't about a race or a religion. I don't hate all Muslims, just like Trump doesn't hate all Mexicans. It's about being careful who you let in, building a wall and asking questions. Extreme vetting. Some Muslims are bad. Some Mexicans are bad. 15 acid attacks every week in Britain. Even children as young as 2 are doing it. This is what happens. There are no acid attacks in America. It's because this is a Muslim thing. 15 acid attacks take place in Britain every week. A Daily Mirror investigation has found, and disturbingly, many involve children, both as victims and attackers. We found one case where a child of just 2 years old was the target, and it was carried out by a boy of 6. From January of 2015 to May of this year, there were a total of 2,600 such crimes, equivalent to 15 a week. They're showing a picture of this poor woman, who I'm sure was once beautiful, and now has a face that is just disappeared because of acid. Her ear doesn't exist. Her face is stained and raw and just scarred up, and her hairline is gone. It's unbelievable how these people are being acid attacked. Acid attack survivor Adele Bellis told us the thought that children as young as two have been caught up in these barbaric attacks is heartbreaking. We have to act to protect others now. Even the figures may not give the full picture. Four police forces did not respond in time to our request for data, and many victims failed to report the crime for fear of being targeted again. Web giants Amazon and eBay both removed a 91% sulfuric acid cleaner from sale after we highlighted the ease with which it could be bought. The product had been used in several attacks that led to hefty jail sentences. So it's just pretty scary what's going on. And when they tell you who's doing the attacks, it's 100% Muslims. And it's just scary. In Manchester, that's where Muslims live, lots of Muslims in Manchester, a violent offense was logged using bleach against a six-year-old boy. Teens aged 14 and 15 were attacked on a train network. In Hertsford, two 11-year-olds charged for attacks on older teens. 12-year-olds used acid against others of the same age. Gwendolyn Siloli, a community outreach worker and former gang member from Dalston, East London, said acid and similar substances are now playground weapons. Just scary, scary stuff. And, oh, by the way, three-quarters of the attacks took place in London. They included bleach, paint stripper, and caustic soda. What they're not telling you in this is that, here, this Adele girl says, one moment of evil changed my life forever. It was worse than murder. I'm left scarred, broken with my own life sentence. And what they're not telling you is that it's just 100% a Muslim situation, and that's because they've let so many Muslim refugees into London. I've seen article after article. That's why London is now the capital of acid attacks in the entire world. Now, meanwhile, listen to what happened at the same time. And if you say something like this, like, I would get in trouble for saying this in London. Boris Johnson is the former mayor of London and former foreign secretary and a possible future prime minister. Wouldn't that be great? Standing ovation. Boris Johnson. I love Boris Johnson. So he sparked a political firestorm after making politically incorrect comments about the burqa and the knee job. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. The face-covering garments worn by Muslim women. The ensuing debate over Islamophobia has revealed the extent to which political correctness is destroying free speech in Britain. So he was defending them. Here's what he said. He said in a column published by the Daily Telegraph, he argued that he was opposed to Denmark's burqa ban because government should not be telling women what they may or may not wear in public. He wrote, what has happened, you may ask, to the Danish spirit of live and let live? If you tell me that the burqa is oppressive, then I'm with you. If you say it's weird and bullying to expect women to cover their faces, then I'm with you. I totally agree. And I would add that I could find no scriptural authority for the practice in the Quran. I would go further and say that it's absolutely ridiculous that people should choose to go around looking like letterboxes. If a constituent came to my MP's surgery, that means a meeting between a congressman and their constituents, with her face obscured, I should feel fully entitled to ask her to remove it so I could talk to her properly. If a female student turned up at school or a university lecture looking like a bank robber, then ditto, those in authority should be allowed to converse openly with those they're being asked to instruct. And at that moment, oh my God, all hell broke loose. The police investigated him for a hate crime. This is what will happen to America if you ever throw Trump out of office. Or the day he leaves in 2024. You elect a liberal, we will be under arrest for telling the truth or asking questions. War now.
Any product advertised on the previous program which requires an investment is subject to all locals.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.